Today is March 10th in front of the state capitol in Phoenix, Arizona. And the event in front of the capitol from the domestic violence group to end is Housing is Key. Housing is Key, a 2008 campaign to protect the Arizona Housing Trust Fund.
I want to thank everyone for being here today. I am Allie, the Arizona 9,000 units of housing that the Housing Trust Fund has created over the last 5 years. And this campaign was to collect keys, and we literally collected over 45,000 keys everywhere from Flagstaff to Tucson and everywhere in between. And I really want to thank all of the community partners who made this possible and who collected keys and dug in old drawers and under couch cushions and who knows where else to find all of these keys. We do have a list for those media present of all of the different agencies and community members who contributed to the key collection, so we will be sure to get that for you. I want to introduce the other agencies that participated in this campaign, the Arizona Coalition and Homelessness, Jackie Taylor, LISC, which is Local Initiative Support Corporation, Paul Harris, Program Officer, and he's here today going to speak, and the Tucson Planning Council for the Homeless, Gary Bachman and Betty Vajegas are here, and you'll hear from Betty a little bit later on. Basically, we brought this campaign together because, as many of you know, the state is in an economic downturn, and the news is getting worse every day. The budget shortfall projections have been $1.2 billion budget deficit for fiscal year 2008 and a $1.7 billion budget deficit for fiscal year 2009. There have been proposals to sweep the Housing Trust Fund. Currently, for fiscal year 2008, the legislature is recommending a $12 million cut to the Housing Trust Fund. The governor is recommending a $6 million cut to the Housing Trust Fund, and we aren't sure what any proposals will look like for fiscal year 2009. But the Housing Trust Fund is part of the economic solution. It's an economic engine that generates jobs and wages, local and state tax revenues, long-term property taxes, and enhance the viability of safe, stable neighborhoods and communities. The Housing Trust Fund is an economic stimulator that contributes to the economic health of Arizona's communities by leveraging new dollars into the economy. For every $1 million spent by the Housing Trust Fund, $4.5 million is pumped back into the economy. It is an important investment that we need to continue to make. Here to talk a little bit more about the legislature's activities related to the Housing Trust Fund, we have Senator Leah Landrum Taylor and Senator Tom O'Halloran, and they're going to speak. Senator Taylor is from District 16, South Phoenix. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, and I want to thank everybody for being here this afternoon. The capitalization as far as the importance of the State Housing Trust was already stated. One of the things, as I look at all these different keys that are around here, when we think about what the Housing Trust truly does and the population that it affects, it is the key to progress. And that's why it was very important when we look at the budget, there are so many different things. As was stated earlier, the billion-dollar budget deficit crisis that we're in right now, there is something, you know, as you look at how can you weigh, what do you do? What do you decide what's going to go forward and what's not going to go forward? It's a lot of different tough decisions that are going to be made out there. But when I had the opportunity to examine the proposal that was going forward, and that was to, in my opinion, make a significant cut that would affect the lives of those that are dealing with issues like domestic violence, the homeless, that are there, as well as affordable housing issues that are out there. We are trying to move in a better direction to make housing more affordable. This is not the proper step to go forward with. So in looking at those different figures, I had a really big concern, and we needed to take a deeper look at what we're talking about, and that is that, again, the lives that are going to be truly affected by this. There are projects that are already going on that depend upon this, the Housing Trust Fund. And so if we were to go forward as a legislative body and decide to make a cut in that, we're going to be affecting onward and motion and progress. That's not something I know that I can sit here and say that I would support. And so that's why, again, it was very important that that amendment was offered on the floor this past Thursday evening. That was extremely important because we are talking about affecting those lives. So I want to thank all of you, the different organizations, the individuals, the entities that are here today that have always been a strong, strong supporter of issues dealing with our state housing trust fund and those that it affects, whether it's dealing with individuals who are just getting a jump start in life or those who have had some hard knocks in life and certainly want to move forward in a better direction. This is not the answer to where we're going. And certainly within the proposal that the executive office has, yes, it's tough. It's not something that's easy. But at the same time, it may be something that we can have a little bit more palatable than what was proposed the other day. And just so you know, the whole legislature did not support that proposal. And we did try to get an amendment pushed forward. It didn't make it forward. But with organizations and groups like you and individuals like you all, please share that message with those of my colleagues that I know, again, have a tough decision to make. We all do. But this is not what we want to do, and that's balancing the budget on those who are vulnerable, those who are children or seniors, the different projects that are out there for senior housing. This is not the type of thing to balance the budget on. Thank you all so much for coming. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here. I don't have a community in my district, including Sedona, where I live, which is a very affluent community for the most part, that doesn't have a need for affordable housing and housing for other people that are at risk within our community. And so this is an issue that is debated within my communities on a continual basis. But the struggle we face, obviously, the struggle as a nation and as a state, to overcome one of the great tragedies of our time, and that is a credit crisis that never needed to occur. We loosened up the regulations on the federal level time and time and time again without any clear understanding of what it would mean long term to the housing market and the economy of this nation. It is going to have a profound impact, not just for this year, but next year, 2010, and possibly 2011. These are issues that are going to have to be balanced, as Leah said. As we look at some of the issues of Arizona, there's a competitiveness within the process also. All these issues revolve around one another. Our transportation system to expand our economy so that there are jobs for people and they can afford housing, they can get housing. The ability of our educational system, both K-12 and higher education, to move forward even in bad times. And this housing process that is competitive within the process for getting funding. We need to understand clearly that these coming years, we've only begun to see the impact of what's going to occur. We are just starting to slip, potentially, into recession. Arizona is going to go into a recession. We have just gotten information within the last few days that there is another $200 million in OAH that we should be concerned about. That would bring the amount in 08 alone up to $1.4 billion. We need to look at these future years and try to identify how we're going to take care of our elderly, our children, and those at most need. And the Housing Trust Fund is one way of doing this. I don't know if these keys represent the 45,000 units that you've already built. They do. But think of what would happen if there were only 10,000 less of those, or half of that, if any. And how many people would be out on the street. Access has already seen an increase of over 50,000 people onto the access rolls. There are going to be many more. We have to sit down and come to a balanced resolution on how to deal with this. I do not want to see the housing trust hit to any level that it doesn't have to be hit to in order to make sure we balance across the process. It is going to take hits. That's recognized both by the executive branch of government and the legislative branch of government. Where that falls out at, I can't tell you today. But I can tell you it's going to be part of the debate on an ongoing basis. It is just as important to have a roof over people's heads and children's heads as it is to have them in health centers and be able to keep those health centers open. The quality of life of our citizens, no matter who they are, should be important to the legislature, needs to continually be important to the legislature, and I promise we'll continue to be part of the debate. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator O'Halloran and Senator Landrum Taylor, for your comments and your leadership on this issue. I would now like to introduce Patricia Garcia Duarte. She is the Executive Director of Neighborhood Housing Services, speaking on behalf of the Arizona Foreclosure Prevention Task Force.
Thank you, Allie. And thank you, Senator Landrum Taylor and Senator O'Halloran. Thank you for taking the time this afternoon to tell you from the trenches how we've how we have benefited from the Housing Trust Fund. Currently, we're being impacted by this devastating issue of housing foreclosures, an issue that's affecting many communities. It's pulling the resources from the nonprofit community, and it's really impacting families. But let me assure you that the large majority of families who received Housing Trust Fund program funding, they were required to receive housing counseling and education. And I am happy to report that the families that went through the counseling and education are not distressed homeowners stuck with a subprime adjustable rate mortgage. Let me start by telling you that in an effort to be proactive, many of us decided to forego territorialism and decided to come together last summer and form the Arizona Foreclosure Prevention Task Force. Many of you are members of that task force. The task force is nearly 200 concerned professionals from municipalities, representing states, financial institutions, nonprofit agencies, just to mention a few. The broad base of practitioners and industry members came together because we know that this is an issue too big for one agency, too big for just one group to solve. It's going to involve linkages and strategies, collaboration among like organizations, and communication with the regulatory and industry players. The task force goal is to reduce the number of residential foreclosures in Arizona and the negative impact that it's going to have in communities. Considering the staggering numbers of foreclosures, this is a huge goal for the task force. But the Housing Trust Fund is a critical resource that is needed to help us address the foreclosure intervention program in Arizona. The task force has four committees, an education committee, an outreach committee, funding committee, and the political and regulations committee. Education about what to do, where to go, and how to go forward is key. Education is important at the front end. And more often than not, consumers are unaware and sometimes very embarrassed to make their situation public. Housing Trust Fund resources can help us bring out more awareness and information on the education and programs available to help people in distress. In the past, counseling organizations didn't really need to focus a lot of time on foreclosure intervention because this was really not a big problem a couple years back. And quite frankly, in the nonprofit housing counseling sector, we were not ready for the problem that we currently have. So the Housing Trust Fund can help us with training, specialized training that our housing counselors need to be able to help one family at a time. These are difficult times, and we have certainly been affected by the issue of lack of resources. As a group, we understand that working together as partners is important. In this instance, however, we know that we have to go outside of the box and bring non-traditional partners who may not have worked with us in the past. And again, I repeat, the Housing Trust Fund is one of those critical resources, a rare resource that we have in the state to be able to match for other funding sources that we can benefit for here in the state. We know that in order to grow capacity, it's going to take time and it requires more financial resources. It's taking an average of 20 hours to help a family in foreclosure. And we're really fortunate that there's no money that's going to be coming to the state. But that money, the National Foreclosure Mitigation Counseling Program, will require some matching dollars. And we're counting on the Housing Trust Fund to help with that match. On behalf of the Arizona Foreclosure Prevention Task Force, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share our local story and our experience from the trenches. Again, this is an issue that is greater than one group, one organization. The Housing Trust Fund is critical, a critical resource that can help us leverage other funding resources. The Housing Trust Fund can help us reestablish neighborhoods and communities. Thank you. Thank you, Patricia. Next, I would like to introduce Betty Villegas. She's with the Arizona Housing Commission from Pima County.
Thank you, Ellie. That was close. It's Betty Villegas. Okay. On behalf of the Arizona Housing Commission and Jean Richmond-Bellman, who unfortunately could not be here today, she sends these comments. We would like to thank all of the groups and individuals involved in this effort to help bring across the message of the critical importance of the Housing Trust Fund and Department of Housing in addressing the challenges of housing affordability in our state. Thanks, Jean. Now I'm going to put on my other hat, which is representing Southern Arizona, specifically Pima County. And I work for Pima County, and affordable housing is a number one anti-poverty strategy in the whole state, but I'm speaking today on behalf of Pima County. We see this as the way, first of all, it's our economic driver. Affordable housing, without it, we would need more funds to help individuals. With affordable housing, you've got, if you have safe, decent, sanitary housing for our community, then you've got jobs. You've got people that will go to jobs. You've got families that stay healthier. And you have stability in your neighborhoods. We cannot afford to have any funds slip away from the Housing Trust Fund because it benefits all of us. It benefits our families. It benefits our communities. It benefits our neighborhoods. Whether you're in a rural community or an urban community, the Housing Trust Fund is a big driver. It fills so many gaps when you have housing projects where it's no longer one funding source, two funding sources. It's three, five, seven, many layers of funding to make a project come together. And with the Housing Trust Fund being one of those pieces, it's so important, and we cannot continue without having the Housing Trust Fund. So I ask all of you to please go back and continue the fight, continue to talk to your legislatures, talk to your community members, and ask them to please help us in this fight to keep our Housing Trust Fund funded at the same level as it currently is. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Betty, and I apologize for mispronouncing your name. Next, we have Michelle White with Protecting Arizona Family Coalition. Thank you, and she doesn't have my name right, so we're okay. I'm from TAFCO, and TAFCO is a coalition of health and human service agencies throughout the state. We work down here at the Capitol every year to help protect health and human service funding, so that's why we're here today. You've heard a lot of really important information today on the Housing Trust Fund and why it's important, so you've been armed with a lot of good info to go to your legislators with, and that's kind of what I'd like to talk to you about right now. With the budget deficit, it's really important that they hear our voices in unison as far as the Health and Human Services Coalition goes, and what I'd like to ask you all to do is talk to your legislators and to stay on message. And really our message this year with the budget cuts are three things. Number one, We can't cut human services in an economic downturn. It's really countercyclical. Whenever there is an economic downturn, we're needed all that much more. So we really can't start to dismantle the health and human services infrastructure we've built in the state to take care of people when we're in this situation. Number two, don't let the legislators pit us against each other. They're going to ask you, well, if we're not going to cut the Housing Trust Fund, who are we going to cut? Don't offer anybody up. We don't have to take anything from the Health and Human Services Agency. They can get it elsewhere. Make them make that decision. Number three, we need to focus on revenue, not just cuts. They need to, one, stop cutting taxes, and two, not make county equalization tax and other tax cuts permanent that are looking at this year. We need to focus on bonding in the 08. They may tell you that there isn't a deadline this year for bonding, but there is. It's not official, but we do need to bond in 08 in order not to have a gap in 09. So don't let them play that with you. And we need to look at the rainy day fund and rollover. So really we need to focus on the revenue and not necessarily cuts. These are all going to be things that you'll hear in meetings with your legislators. If you have any questions for me afterwards, come see me. If you're going to go meet with your legislator today, we can go over any of this if you want more details. So basically our main message is we have to continue to invest in Arizona's infrastructure, especially now. We can't continue to dismantle it. And that's all. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, moving on, we have Paul Harris from LISC.
I just wanted to give you a perspective from the lending community of the importance of the Housing Trust Fund. Our job is to bring private capital forward so it can help in the development of affordable housing, whether it's home ownership or rental housing. And the Trust Fund is a critical part of that. I think most of us understand that the economics of affordable housing is such that the projects cannot support themselves because of low incomes of the people living in. So therefore we need gap financing. Housing Trust Fund is one of the few resources that can do it. It's the critical link to making projects work. And the importance of making them work has an economic value. Somebody mentioned before it's an economic engine. It's about a 5-to-1 economic multiplier from the Housing Trust Fund. $4.50 for every dollar trust fund. But in addition to that, it provides tremendous leverage. In projects like housing tax credit projects, the leverage could be as much as 15-to-1 on what the housing trust fund investment is. Without that, these projects cannot happen. The low-income housing tax credit, for example, provides about 1,400 units for affordable housing every year. Without the trust fund, many of those units will never get built. That's a lot of people every year. In addition, the media has made us painfully aware of the relationship between the budget deficit and the housing crisis. It's directly responsible for most of the budget deficit. Why would we want to take the one thing that the state has that can generate housing and the expenditures that come out of housing and eliminate it or reduce it substantially? That's one of the ways, it's a small way, but it's one of the ways of getting out of the crisis with housing budgets. Everybody understands that everybody has to take a hit during a tough budget crisis. I think people have mentioned that. The governor's made a very reasonable proposal. We recommend that the legislature accept it. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, and also want to thank Liz for participating in this campaign with us. Next, we have Jackie Taylor. She's going to talk about the impact of the Housing Trust Fund to the homeless community. Everyone for being here. I stand before you on behalf of our tens of thousands of homeless men, women, and children who are among our most vulnerable citizens in our state. The Housing Trust Fund has played a pivotal role in the lives of this population. It has been the only flexible source of funding to provide startup dollars for our low-demand shelters, which currently house shelter about 700 men, women, and children every night. The Housing Trust Fund is also a source of prevention. It provides utility assistance funding and eviction prevention funding to over 6,000 people in our state. For every dollar of HTF funding that's spent in prevention, we save $8 in expenditures.
As I've been visiting with various legislators, the one thing stands out in my mind, the message that they're sending me, is that they're not hearing from enough of their constituency. That's you and that's me. So please, join us in letting your voice be heard. Talk to your board, talk to your neighbors, talk to your churches, your places of faith. We've got to get the message out that Arizona's most vulnerable people are important to us in this budget crisis. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Jackie. All right, I'm just going to quickly talk about, because I'm with the Arizona Coalition Against Domestic Violence, the Housing Trust Fund has been a benefit to victims of domestic violence as it has provided much-needed shelter beds throughout the entire state, particularly in rural Arizona. Without these funds, many shelters would have had to close their doors, putting many women and children at risk of further abuse and even worse, death. The governor has made it a priority, and the legislature over the last 3 years has shown agreement on this issue that every woman seeking safety from abuse should have that opportunity, that we should end shelter turnaways in this state. 3 years ago, the turnaway rate for domestic violence shelters statewide was 2 out of every 3 requests for service were denied. Today, that number is closer to 50%. We are making progress in this area, but without the Housing Trust Fund, we will not be able to continue making that process. It's a huge step in the right direction, but we clearly have more to do. You've heard today a lot about the economic costs associated with the Housing Trust Fund, but there are human costs as well. The safety and well-being of women and children must be a priority for our legislature and the citizens of this state. We cannot balance the budget on the backs of those who are most vulnerable, of those who are seeking shelter from abuse, of those who are trying to make a better life for themselves and their children. We ask that the legislature consider the representation of these keys as the real people who are affected by the decisions they make regarding the Housing Trust Fund. There are other options, as Michelle talked about, and they must be considered. We thank you all for coming and for your attention to this very important issue. Thank you for being here today. So everyone knows we are actually going to be taking the keys and having them delivered to the members of leadership in both the House and Senate and members of the Appropriations Committee in both the House and Senate. So I think we have that arranged, so no need for additional hands. But thank you all very much for the donation of the keys.
This concludes from reporting in front of the state capitol, Phoenix, Arizona. There was several dozen at this rally there. After the speeches, carts of the dozens of jars of keys were delivered inside both the Senate and House building to the leadership.